Well, the earliest thing I did was made the measurements of time delay differences in the Mully bath, and mm-hmm. I also measured the Doppler shift associated with those, which hadn't been done before. That work became very fundamental and very useful when digital cellular systems began to be looked at in the 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, I worked with one of my colleagues, and we, I think, generated some of the first work on dynamic channel allocation for mobile systems, assigning the channels based on the demand rather than on the fixed pattern that's used in many cellular systems today.
Mm-hmm.
The dynamic channel allocation has been used in some of the advanced systems, the PHS system in Japan and the DECT system in Europe. It hasn't been implemented, to my knowledge, in any of the cellular systems yet. That was work that I did early at Crawford Hill at Bell Labs. I had a short tour away from mobile radio and into satellite systems for, I don't remember, I guess, it was probably 1973 to late 1970s. I did an experiment looking at the effects of rain and ice on millimeter waves from satellite beacons. We built some receiving equipment and used a large antenna to make some measurements. I then, on my own, went back into sort of the mobile radio business towards the latter part of the 70s. I started looking at the possibility of using much smaller cells, much smaller coverage areas. And I did a number of propagation measurements, some co-channel interference studies. I guess we did some diversity studies, your simulations of antenna diversity, while I was still at Bell Labs. In 1983 or 1984, when I went to Bellcore, I managed the radio research group there. In that group, we did a lot of investigations of different ways to build digital mobile systems or digital personal communication systems. We looked at a lot of different problems, multipath propagation again.
Mm-hmm.
We looked at different types of modulation. We looked at channel assignment issues. Looked at virtually all the aspects that you need to consider in configuring a new digital radio standard. The work that we did there eventually evolved into a Bellcore set of requirements. It's called Wireless Access Communication System, I believe, sometimes referred to as a wireless loop. I think we were perhaps the first to use the word wireless loop, but it was not used in the same context that it's used today. We were considering a system with low mobility at the ends of the telephone loops rather than a fixed loop that some people talk about today. That wireless access communication system, WAX specification from Bellcore, eventually became a U.S. standard after I left Bellcore and went to Stanford. It is known as the Personal Access Communication System, PAC standard. There was hardware developed by several of the U.S. manufacturers and I think a couple of Japanese ones. The system has never been deployed. It's still being considered by various groups. It's been being considered, I guess, by the Taiwanese right now.
Mm.